The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, the first of this week. It's the 29th of June. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I should be your host for the day. Today, actually, I have a treat for you. I have the District Grand Lodge of the Bahamas, Scottish Constitution.
Yes.
It's a long name, and I want to pronounce it right. I can say it one more time. I'm really excited to have guests in studio, but they have a big event, and I want to even talk about some large business. But before I talk about large business, I want to talk about what is happening, this big event they're having. We have in studio, we have the District Grand Master, Dave Monroe. I said it right?
Yes, you did.
Good.
Yes, you did.
Then I also have Dion Johnson. I just called Dion Johnson. Brother Dion Johnson, Mr. Free. Right? But anyway, I'm not going to go there today. But I want to start off with the event because the event is important. So
yes.
I want to start off with the name of the event, mm-hmm. when is the mm-hmm. event, and we hash that out, mm-hmm. and then we'll start talking about the Scottish Constitution.
Yes, good morning, Bahamas. Again, Dave Monroe, the District Grand Master, District Grand Lord of the Bahamas. We're so honored to have and to represent Brother Arthur Roosevelt Chase in the 5th Annual Scottish Masonic Food Festival. Arthur Roosevelt Chase is one of those past District Grand Masters who was a pioneer in Scottish Freemasonry and who continued to work assiduously to add value to the craft. As we support Brother Arthur Roosevelt Chase, as you know, we have some 8th District Grand Masters. I'm being the 8th. We have 7 of them, Arthur. We have Rod Innes, Arthur Roosevelt Chase. We also have Rod Innes. We have Arthur Roosevelt Chase. He's the second one. We have Edris George Reed, L. Edgar Moxey. We also have Charles Wilson Johnson, Joseph Ricardo Curry, Anthony Ulysses Bostwick, and then I'm the 8th District Grand Master, District Grand Lord of the Bahamas. The District Grand Lord of the Bahamas was founded in 1991, with Brother Roderick Innes being the first District Grand Master. Since that time, we have some 11 lodges, 7 in Nassau and 4 in the Family of Islands. Islands such as Eleuther, Grand Bahama, and also in Abaco. For 4 islands, right? And so all of those lodges and various islands continue to work with various charitable events where we add value to persons. And we'll get further into that. But with respect to the food festival, we just want to invite persons to come on down, join us the first Saturday in July for the food festival. It's a time when a number of persons, we have all the lodges will be represented, great food, great fun. Chime in and join us and have a great time with us, eh?
Right, so of course, again, good morning, Bahamas, and of course, good morning, Guardian Radio. So the Scottish Masonic Lodge, we are having a annual food festival. This is our 5th food festival, and it's, of course, as Brother Dave Monroe would have alluded to, it is in name of Brother Arthur Roosevelt Chase. And so this 5th food festival, it is under the theme, The Taste of the Bahamas. And it is on July 4th, Saturday, beginning at 12 noon, on the grounds of the new Scottish Masonic Temple, which is on Dolphin Drive. And what that does is we showcase the foods, the authenticity of our Bahamian culture through the representation of each of our daughter lodges. And every lodge has an opportunity to present to you, the patrons who will be coming there, because I know a Saturday, like a July 4th, right after payday, everybody's itching and antsy to spending that money. All of our lodges that will be represented there, as well as independent patrons, they are going to be bringing the taste of the Bahamas.
Let me slow you down. Mm-hmm. There are 11 lodges?
11 lodges under our umbrella.
Under your umbrella?
Yes, 7 in New Providence and 4 in the Family Island.
So can I expect the Family Island to be represented?
They will be, of course. You have Andrus, anything crab, relative to crab, that sells out automatically.
This is a fair. This is going to be huge.
It's huge. Eleuthera, you'll have the sweetest pineapple in the world coming from the island of Eleuthera. You'll have the brethren in Abaco, Wild Boar Souse, the best you've ever tasted in the world.
Nice.
You have the brethren in Grand Bahama. They're coming with all the lobster and the seafood. Listen, this is the place to be. This is not only a gathering, but an atmosphere of it's fun, it's secure environment. Environment, you can bring the family, you can
just
bring the children.
Ask, will this be a family event?
You can bring the family, you can bring the children. There'll be a kids' corner. You can bring all your family, come out. And we always say, come hungry and come thirsty.
Exactly.
And leave full.
Oh, you're going to leave more than full, because just like how we have the kitty corner, right? We also have artisans that will be there performing as well. And so for those of us who enjoy a good nightlife, the Bahamian band that is going to be adorning the stage is none other than the Pawn Band.
Well, you're getting me excited, right? And you're saying so many things. So I got to break it down.
Okay, go ahead.
It's starting at 12 noon.
It's starting at 12 noon.
So if I reach there at 12 noon on Dolphin Drive, right? Uh-huh. What do I expect? You're going to be already organized and set up already?
Already organized and ready. We have people who just be there from Friday night really trying to buy, because there's some fellas from Lord St. Joseph, they just make some crab cakes. And let me tell you, it ain't make no sense. You don't try them. Right? And so at 12 noon, the gates will officially open up.
Right.
And of course, it's just a minor course of $5.
To get inside.
To get inside as adults. Yeah. But, you know, we want the children to come, because this is also a part of them. We're giving them the experience of something different than just noodles during the summer.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
The parents will be able to provide them with an opportunity to receive good quality food. And so as we have the food there, we also have entertainment. And entertainment will be provided by DJ AI, DJ Broker Cell. I will be there emceeing and you know, carrying us throughout this day.
Yeah.
Right.
But most importantly,
right.
within all of our transformations yes. that's going to occur during this day, we are having a raffle. Now, it is important for me to mention this raffle, because I've indicated to the committee, do not sell anybody any raffle tickets, because I prefer to win all of the prizes.
Yeah.
The grand prize being a 2027 BYD vehicle.
Okay.
Exactly.
I need a new vehicle.
Not only new
vehicle. I want to know the price, though.
$10.
Okay.
$10. Okay. And in addition to winning that new vehicle, you have a gas voucher for $2,000.
I can do that.
I'm talking about $10. You know, you're paying $10. You Ruber's gas voucher for $1,000.
How much for the whole book one time, man?
The book is only $50.
Okay, $50. I like that.
Yeah. Only $50.
Okay,
you're talking.
And then we could double the book. You know, make it $100. That's all you really need, really and truly.
You're talking $50. About a super voucher for $1,000.
Nice.
You're talking about a Bahamas Air round trip ticket for two to Miami, Florida, Orlando. Western Air round trip ticket anywhere you fly. Come on, $10. And you're not only paying for the not only the event or for the prizes, but we also have a number of charities that the lodge continue to work and assist with.
That will benefit.
It will benefit.
From this.
We can talk about that. We can talk about the commitment that the Scottish Constitution in general have made to the Bahamas and helping in general.
Yes.
But I want us to flesh out this big fair you're having on July 4th.
Yes.
Right? So I pay in my $5 to come in?
Yes, only $5.
$5 to come in.
Only $5.
12 noon, the doors open.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. I can already get food at 12 o'clock. I don't have to come and say, y'all still grilling or anything like that.
You get food before that if you're really if you're serious.
Where do I get tickets for my raffle?
So for the raffle tickets, we have throughout this entire week opportunities for you to receive these raffle tickets, right? But I know my Bahamian people, we love service, and we love service with a smile. So you could call a number, I'll give you two numbers that you can call.
Okay.
They will make the delivery to you.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah.
Brand new person comes straight to you. One wear glasses, the other one does not. Right? So the numbers are 477-1249 or 457-2366.
I need you to give that number again. But when I call the number, what do I say?
All you have to do is say, I calling you for my car, and I'm calling you for the $2,000 worth of Bahamas Power and Light voucher.
And we need it right away.
And now. I need it right now.
And I wanna add another number to that. 428-8732. That's Brother Clinton. Want to add that number.
I'll say the three numbers again. Yeah. Get your phone ready. Do I'm said with iPhone. I know you all don't have much battery life yet. But I know charge, put your phone on charge and take this number down. 424-8732 and 477-1249 and 457-2366. You call any one of those numbers, you will get yourself a direct line to the raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets, of course, as I would have stated, is only $10. And the grand prize is a 2027 BYD.
Mm-hmm.
Full.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
$2,000 worth of BPL voucher.
I like that.
That's not, for me, who live where I am,
yes,
that's just half of a month. Because, you know, the days fluctuate.
You live west, right?
I live east.
But at least you have electricity. You don't have electricity at all.
That's another story.
That's why I hurry up and eat my birthday cake, because I know if I leave it in the fridge, it might have gone.
The Rubens gas voucher, $1,000. I know you can use
that. I could use that.
Right now. You can use that right now.
That could last me about a week.
I know you want to fly.
Take about a week. You get that last.
I know you want to fly to Miami.
Yeah, of course.
Round trip. I know you want to fly to Miami.
Yes. Yes.
And $10.
Just $10. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, $10. And everybody wants to be a winner.
And will there be raffle sales there when I come to the...
On the ground. We'll also have raffle books available. From any... Just look for somebody who look like they want you to win. And then they'll present themselves and say, come, here's your ticket. Right. And you will have it directly for you.
Right? As we continue to talk about the big event you'll have on July 4th, starting at 12 noon at Dolphins Drive.
Yeah.
This is a new building at Dolphins Drive?
No, what happened, that is the future site of Scottish Masonic Temple.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating our construction of our temple there. Will be at that site. And I can tell that edifice will be, once completed, it will be there to assist hurricane shelter, persons in disaster. You know, that is the site of our
so Scottish, it's going to be Masonic a multi-purpose temple. Building there.
Multi-purpose building.
Nice.
Where persons can come, they can, they need, assistance. You know, hurricane perils, they can come there and we can add relief. As Masons, we add relief to persons in the community, as we've been doing from the 1500s, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for many, many years.
And before you go on, I want to give some details, the names of the various lodges under the Scottish Constitution.
Under the Scottish
Constitution. Because you say 11, I want all the names. What should I test you? And if you can name the president, or not president.
No, there's the Right Honourable Masters.
If you can name the Right Honourable Masters, I'll add an extra point for that. Go ahead. I can leave that for you, man. I can go quiet.
Go quiet.
Do your best.
We have Lord St. Michael.
Where's that?
Seven of the lodges meet in Stapleton Gardens. All seven meet on Family Islands.
I understand.
Right? Let me give you the Family Island ones first of all. In Freeport, Lord St. Andrew. Freeport. Mm-hmm. In Elutra, we have Lord Elutra Adventures in Elutra, right? In Andros, Lord St. Andrews, right? Also Lodge in Abaco.
Okay.
Right? And in Nassau, we have the seven. We have the St. Michael, we have the St. David, we have St. Anne's, we have St. Joseph. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Fort Nassau. C.R. Walker.
Come on, C.R. Walker. There's one more.
I got a few text me.
I got a few people text me.
The last one that we left out. So you said for each lodge they have a grand master.
What happened? Each lodge have a, what you call a right worshipful master.
Say it again slowly so I can understand.
Right worshipful master.
Okay, worshipful
what
master.
It is really is in the outside world. You will be called the president.
Okay.
You'll be called the president, right? So in large circles, you'll be called the right worshipful master. you're the leader of the lodge for that period.
Yeah.
And really, you hold that office in most cases for 1 year.
Oh, okay.
1 year, 1 year. And as that year passed, you elected. And after you elected, there's someone else who would take control. But under the district, though, the district grandmasters have that role for 5 years. That's a five-year term.
And you're the district grandmaster,
right,
okay.
For five-year term.
So what's the difference between a district grandmaster and a right worshipful
grandmaster? Okay, the district grandmaster really is the administrative overseer of all of the daughter lodges, all of the lodges that I mentioned. And I report directly to Scotland. Our headquarters is in Scotland, right? And so you'll find where a number of lodges would change hands every year, right? And most years, some would go 2 years if have to, but they would automatically change hands within a year, right? Mm-hmm. Within a year.
Okay.
Right?
Now, I'm not in the lodges yet. I see you're looking at me, so anything is possible. How does, if I'm interested, how does a person like me join the Scottish Constitution? Like, what's the process? Like, saying, I might be interested, you know? What's that process?
Well, if you have some interest, right, first, you really have to, the bird will invite you out to really come and visit with them, right?
So I get, right. I should be invited to attend?
Yeah, they'll invite you out, right? Just to see and ensure that you mingle with the brothers and there's no dissension, because we cannot have dissension on our ranks. Right? Masonry is about unity. It's about bringing brethren together for one common cause. And that cause really is to assist in the development of our society for brotherly love, relief, and truth. And we'd say you come in as a rough ashlar and we polish you. That means even in your personality, in your development as a young man, we look to polish you and to bring you forward, right? But so Masonry has been around from the 1500s. 1500s, been around many years. It was stonemasons, we call them. And so they move, there was operative and speculative masons, and masons continue to work with various, you would say, signs, token and words. And to know masons really is sign, token, and words, as we do in our society. But reference, you asked a question reference to our lodges. There are 11 lodges, and one was Lomé, Lodge of Masonic Enlightenment.
That's why I didn't remember that one.
Lomé?
Lomé. Mm-hmm. Lomé, Lodge of Masonic Enlightenment. And that lodge is one of the youngest lodges. And that lodge continued to work with persons, reference to giving papers and documentary on Freemasonry, on any given topic relative to development of mankind, development of the social ills of the country. And that's a lodge where we continue to add value and develop Masons, really. That lodge really, you really don't, that lodge is one where you have to be, to go to the chair, we want you to be a past master. Because that lodge really is about teaching and learning and developing, right? The other lodges are one where you can move from station to station, where you're not a leader of any lodge. But that one there, once you're a leader, we want you to progress and bring young Masons to help develop them on the native culture of Masonry, not only in the Bahamas, but across the world. There was a period when there were COVID. Lomé, when there was a COVID period, and when the COVID period, Masons were not really visiting in person. And so Lomé had been charged under Brother Joseph Ricardo Curry at the time, right? Where Masons around the world would go into Zoom meetings, and then we'd give lectures on history of Masonry, the history of brotherly love, the history on what's happening in the country, and just general history to keep Masons alive and working in the country, right? Yeah.
We're talking with District Grand Master. I did it right?
Yes.
Dave
servant,
Monroe.
The servant. I'm a servant. I'm still a servant.
I'm still a servant. And Dion, his brother Dion Johnson?
That's correct.
Okay, just trying to make sure. I just had a caller the other day. I was actually prepping myself to introduce the caller. But call back and you'll have you engage the two brothers in terms of whatever you wanted to ask the question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But back to your function. Go ahead.
I also want to say, though, All of those lodges that I mentioned, right, have charities that we work in tandem with, right? In Eleuthera, every year, the brethren in Eleuthera feed the elderly in that community, mm-hmm. in Eleuthera, right? In Andras, where we give various scholarships to young men in the high schools, the culinary arts. We have one young man who we assisted in Andras, right? He was in school. While he was in school, when he finished school, we initiated him. He's now a medical doctor.
Nice.
And he continued to give back to society. We have a young man who was a product of Lord St. Michael, who St. Michael had a scholarship where he taught him music. Right, this young man was musically talented. He too became a member of Lord St. Michael. Now he's a sergeant in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, where he's teaching children how to music instruments in Kent Island. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, when you look at the vast nature of masonry, what masonry continues to do in the country, we don't talk about it. But it's vast in terms of the length and breadth that we go through, mm-hmm. to assist persons in our country.
Yeah.
And Brother Manuel, earlier you mentioned that you're invited to attend a meeting just to see if this is something that you want to join and see if the brotherdom embrace you. Yeah. Then what's the next step?
Well, first of all, you're invited. You're invited to a meeting. Some lodges on an annual basis, they have what we call an open meeting, whereby during the Christmas time, you can invite your wife to come in. Persons who are potential members, they would come in and they would receive various lectures about masonry, what masonry stands for, the symbolisms of masonry, and all of those things. And if it piqued their interest, and then they would speak to someone who would propose and second them. Mm-hmm. And then there's an administrative process that it goes through, where the body have to then do what we have to do in order to see that you are fit and proper person to be a mason.
Is there like different levels of masonry?
Yes, yes. What we're talking about relative here is the craft masonry,
okay.
which is first, second, and third degrees. Mm-hmm. Craft masonry. Masonry goes up to the 33rd degree of masonry. You have Royal Arch, Knights Templar. Royal Arch, masonry goes as far, and as the further you go in masonry, you will say the more light continues to shine upon you. right? But listen. Masonry say this: if you're hungry, we must feed you. If you're thirsty, we must give you water to drink. And that is the essence of masonry, right?
Yeah, and at the basis of it, true Masons, really and truly, their desire is to serve. And so for us, as we work in all of our craft lodges, we take on our commitment to community very seriously. And so for us, we attach to a lot of organizations that require the strong assistance and resources of human capital. And so, like for the Bahamas Red Cross, we always are in support, full support of the Bahamas mm-hmm. Red Cross Fair. When it comes to the AIDS Foundation and all of their raffles endeavors right. and whatever endeavors that they have, right. and they call upon us, we have brethren who go throughout the country and all throughout the islands, them in achieving their particular mandate. The Roundfully Home for Children, the Great Commission Ministries, mm. we just are a part of all of these things, All Saints Camp. Sunderland's school, mm-hmm. we have Thelma Gibson School, T.G. Mm-hmm. Glover, We School, which I am a proud administrator of, Gerald Cash School, mm-hmm. where the men of different lodges, mm. they adopt those institutions right. and entities and try to give those students whom they decide to undertake an opportunity not only just to reach out to mm-hmm. professionals in the community, but also persons who really want to just give back to their development and their ability to flourish wherever they are, you see? Right.
And also blood drive. On a regular basis, we have blood drives at our place where brethren come out and we give. These things we really don't talk about, eh? And these are life-saving initiatives mm-hmm. that masonry, and in particular, all masonry really, continue to give the public to assist persons in need, eh?
Okay, we're talking to Brother Monroe and Brother Johnson. They're having the 5th annual Arthur Roosevelt Chase Scottish Masonic Food Festival. I see we have a phone call now. Someone wants to engage you. So let me just welcome this caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing? You there? Hello? Hello? Okay. It disappeared there. So going back to the food festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I want to know the type of food. I want to see. I'm an eater.
Listen.
No, you got to tell me who's serving the food.
Listen.
Right?
Have you ever tasted the best crab soup in the world?
My mother's made the best crab soup.
Listen. You have to come to the food festival.
Okay.
Those burgeoning lords and angels. Listen.
It's crab season.
Listen, let me tell you something. The crab that you're eating, their crab was caught maybe 2 months ago.
Oh.
You know,
maybe
longer.
Yeah, they got their crab in an apartment complex.
Okay.
They feed the crab. The crab is clean. And they make it on site.
The brethren.
Brethren.
The brethren make it on site.
When you see Ralph and them fellas, they start crab and do, and they sell out.
Oh,
when you go to pineapple, the sweetest pineapple.
You're rushing me, Monroe. You gotta go slow. I was enjoying the food, I was describing it. I was eating it.
But I'm only trying to show you the lusciousness.
No, I still stuck on the crab.
What we have?
Yeah, I want to taste it, Monroe.
Listen.
Now let's go to this elutra now.
Listen, elutra.
Go ahead.
The sweetest pineapple.
So what are you doing with pineapple?
Listen, you have brother Ken Coleman, those brethren in elutra, right? They are now getting the pineapples ready, right? Pineapple tarts, right? The sweetest elutra. And you will have pineapple on right there where you can purchase 3 or 4 pineapples.
Sugar loaf.
Real pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to Abaco.
Okay, slow down.
Wild boar.
Oh, you know.
Wild boar sauce. Have you ever tasted the best wild boar sauce?
I thought you was going to say barbecue boar. Now you're going to sauce?
You never know. They may do that as well.
Okay.
They'll tell us them down in Abaco.
I want boar pit. I wouldn't be able to, no?
Anything you'll find. As a matter of fact, the fellas them from St. Anne's. Nah.
You're rushing me again. We still on Abaco and the boar.
But then you also have St. Michael.
Okay, what happened to St. Michael?
When you talk about the county confidence.
Okay.
You know the various hot dogs they will make there.
Okay.
Right? Listen.
Fully loaded.
You got St. David with those spicy wings. I'm talking about.
As a matter of fact, they're having a wing competition.
These brethren, they are now calling. You will find the best tasting food the first Saturday of July.
My God.
Come hungry, come thirsty. You will leave full.
Well, of course, you know, I have a little prejudice because what we at St. Anne's are doing, it goes beyond the belief of others. We bring in smoke turkey legs.
Oh, hang on.
Come on now.
You got me stirring.
Come on now. As a child, when you went to Disney World and you close your eye on that turkey drumstick, rababosha, hallelujah. When St. Anne's touched that turkey drumstick.
See, I won't know. Do you all boil your drumstick first?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no.
I like my turkey when it drop off the bone.
It ain't just drop off the bone.
You ever put a turkey stick in burger and just suck
it off? It will fall off. It's going inside a 36-hour bath. We call it brine.
It's probably bathing now.
Oh, I'm telling you, I have it right by me right
probably
now.
It's probably bathing.
I'm almost a sous chef.
I think you're eating now.
Yeah. I wake in the trenches.
So you're a connoisseur.
Oh, come on. I got it.
Abaco grill hog.
Okay. See, that's what I
grill
want.
Grill hog.
You can keep the sauce.
Grill hog.
I want to
grill hog.
So that's two. There's two places I go in for sure.
Yeah.
I go in the turkey and I go in the grill hog.
You got to get your sweets now.
Okay.
The pineapple.
Yeah. I'm diabetic, but I can taste something.
Oh, yeah, we got something for diabetic.
I can taste something. But I love a grilled pork. And if it's going to be the wild boar, I don't eat wild boar yet. So I got to stop just to see, mark that off my list.
As he mentioned, St. Joseph with their conky cake. Right.
Oh, glory.
They're cooler.
Mm-hmm.
See, the lodges really invested time and energy into this food fest. Mm-hmm. Right? They have a following. There's a following now. This is the fifth annual Scottish Masonic Food Festival.
5 years of doing
five
this.
5 years. Mm. As a matter of fact, the first three, I say it was the chairman, the founding chairman of the first three. So I really want to thank all of those brethren who are working hard behind the scenes.
Who's the chairman now?
Working. There's Alex Carey, Raphael Dean, those and Leonardo, those are the brethren. Mm. But Raphael Dean is really working with the system. And I can tell you, the brethren who we have around him, Johnson and Leonardo and all of these
Clark,
brethren, Clark Roll. And Erin Roll, and it's a team effort, right? And when you look at the Scottish Masonry is about developing leaders, right? We have to, even though I did it for three consecutive years, my job is to watch you and then give you advice once you need it. I want you to do it your way, but the principal way, and they're doing an excellent job. I want to thank them for continuing to work assiduously.
But Brother Monroe, what about parking? Because I now have to consider if I bring my family, right? I got to park far and I have to walk up.
No, man, you don't have to park far. If you're familiar with Dolphin Drive, right, that's on the way to H.O. Nash, on the side of Abilities Unlimited and DigiPrint. Now, all of those poisons, they allow us full access to using their parking areas.
This is the fifth year. When you come there, right, you're going to see the tents line off on two sides of the road. Line off two sides of the road.
And tables.
Various names, tables, tents, and ready to go.
And the big stage could be in the back.
Big stage in the back.
Ready to
big,
go.
Big stage to the west.
Big concert coming up.
All concert. Tings.
DJ AI. DJ Broke as Hell. The Porn Band. Listen.
You're the Porn Band too?
Are you mean?
You already mentioned that.
I start off by telling you the most active band.
What you mean? And the following. See, we recognize that we have a following. We recognize everywhere, every year, we have to get better and better because they are patrons, they are audience. And so we want to offer a good, clean, fun police presence, right? Healthy food, right? A good environment, safe environment for the families and friends to come. And Scott, the best places to be is around the Mason.
Will it be someplace where I can sit and eat? Because I can't take the home food you have there.
Yeah. So we put the sitting tent right by the DJ set, and the tent is there. And then, of course, like I said, there'll be tables throughout the entire walking area. And so there's at least three areas where families can just sit and enjoy. Yeah. You do have those parents who would love to stay present in the front of their children because, you know, as children do, they don't just like to jump in the bouncing castle.
Right.
They just jump on the bouncing castle. In that kiddie area as well, parents can go sit down and enjoy themselves. You know, whatever the ice cream is that they're using. I know Brother Ethan Adley. Oh, Lord, when he bring them ice cream, it's going to be a something, right? And so the entire day that we will spend. Now, as we know, on the first Saturday of July, it normally has just a little sprinkle, but that's never deterred anyone from coming there simply because they can come there in the day whilst the sun is right at its peak, or they can start to come in and dwindle in at 3 o'clock, or they can then say, well, if they just want the concert experience and they only come in to pick up their vehicle, which will be announced at the ending of the night. You know, when I say by the ending of the night, you know, around 10 o'clock, we'll start with the extremely big prizes.
Right.
The concert will then take us throughout the entire evening and the entire event.
And also, water. We'll be there.
Let's slow down with drinks now. What type of libation? Will there be libation?
Yes.
Okay. Let's make it shorter.
Yes.
So we're not going to only feed you. We'll have thirst.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And so my brother Ali out there, this is the place to be. This is the safe environment for your family, environment where the children will have a good time, environment where police presence will be there. Going on our fifth year, and I can tell you, persons look forward. This is a calendar event. We have some brethren call me. They come from Trinidad.
Okay.
They come from Trinidad.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming from Trinidad.
Nice.
You see, no
support. I got a note this morning. They said they're coming from Trinidad to really witness and to come and spend some time with us in the Bahamas for the food festival. And so I always say, it's always good to speak about your predecessors and all the hard work. I want to thank Brother Boswick and all of those who really work hard. As a district grandmaster, you recognize the hard work it goes into really really working your lodges. And our district grandmasters have traveled the world talking the masonry and really spreading the shoulder, spreading their wings around the world. Our district grandmasters really have been all over the world representing Scottish Freemasonry. As a matter of fact, the 7th of March, I was installed as the district grandmaster, the 8th district grandmaster. After that, I had to fly to Trinidad and to Barbados and to Bermuda to assist those district grandmasters. And so the district grandmasters, I really want to commend them for their hard work and their wives, the ladies of the district and the ladies of the Brethren. They continue to uplift us and continue to work.
Let's pause there. Because mm-hmm. every time I mention wives, I get that in daring, because I always think of my good wife, right?
Yeah, of course.
You all have any, like, a female version? Oh, that's just all males there?
Males, just one of them. Yeah.
But your wives are involved in supporting you.
In supporting. The Brethren cannot really, as leaders of the craft, and well, you really can't do much if you don't have the support of your home, right? And so that's why whatever the Brethren can bring their wives, so we bring them. It's a family event. Mm-hmm. Show up, come, we say bring your wife, because that is the strength of what we do. You know, over the years, the Brethren have traveled. Their wife, if they can, they're with them.
Okay.
Not, yeah. Because every year we go to Scotland on an annual trip, right? Some of the Brethren are in Africa. They're all over the world.
So family is important in the Scottish Constitution.
Is immensely important in Masonry, really. Your family is your backbone. And we encourage Brethren to travel with their family and to continue to work. But I don't want to forget the Irish. Okay. The Irish will have a stew.
Oh, come
they
on.
They say that's the best stew in the world. Irish stew.
You just said this is a Scottish constitution, and we go on to the word Irish.
Yeah. I'll just bring it to you.
Go ahead.
There are four amity constitution: Scottish, English, Irish, and Prince-all. Right, but the Scottish Irish Masonry last year they joined us. Where it's because it's open to all of those. It's a Scottish event, but the Irish they have a stew there. And I can tell you, last year they were there. Just want to thank them for joining us again.
Okay.
Right, we have an English brother there. He comes and the best trees you want, he sells them and they grow. Listen, if you want to buy a tree or a shrub, you can come there and get a nice one.
You need to come with some money.
And so, listen, this event is moving, man. Yeah. It's moving.
Not only because you mentioned Irish stew.
Yeah.
It just tastes like they went to the essence of lamb and say, enter the soup. That's how good it is be.
I didn't have my money committed to the turkey. I didn't have my money committed to the pork.
Uh-huh.
You know, now you say I got to try this Irish stew.
And I say you have to try it.
It's what you're saying then.
But it would be remiss of you not to indulge in it.
Because I got the budget. We're going to take this quick commercial break, right? Because now I have to start budgeting now because I have to buy my raffle. I spend my $10. I bring in four people in. I bring in four people I got to pay for.
Yeah, that's okay.
And Wheezy big.
That's okay. But if you get portions from here and there, I mean, come on.
I can get portion from there. Okay. I like that. We can take a quick commercial break. We're speaking to the District Grand Lodge of the Bahamas, Scottish Constitution. We have the District Grand Master, Dave Munro, in studio, and also Brother Johnson. They're having a big event July 4th.
July 4th.
What do you call it? What is the right name there, Johnson?
Taste of the Bahamas. The 5th Annual Arthur Roosevelt Chase Food Festival, Scottish Constitution. Come on in.
Nice. And they have barracuda.
I'm your barracuda.
Oh, they got barracuda.
Come on.
Okay.
Taste it in life. Taste it.
We're going to be right back. God in Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Of course, we have the District Grand Lodge of the Bahamas Scottish Constitution in studio. We have District Grand Master Dave Munro in studio with Brother Dion Johnson. And I try to understand the essence of masonry before we leave.
Yeah, masonry continues to work to add value in our country, right? We talk about the various charity work that we offer. And being a mason really... at the highest level, you are still the servant, right? Servant leader. And you must also recognize that humility must always be at the base. Where are you leading? In masonry, we have, let's say, you become, in your world, a president, mm-hmm. right? After a year, you become the immediate past president. After that, you no longer hold an office.
Right.
And so how do you then reconnect yourself? Say, I was leader at one point, this point, I have no real say, but you are a mentor. You are someone who has that value. And so masonry teaches you the humility of what we do. You can be the highest leader today, and tomorrow you're not the leader. Today, the brethren can offer you a glass of water every day. Tomorrow, they can walk past you. Some may do that. Mm. But the idea really is, as we lead, as we progress in masonry, we have something called the checkered board, the pavement, darkness, shadow. We have where we talk about rough ashlar, mm-hmm. polished ashlar. That's really mean the development of the mankind. How are you developing as a man? How your attitude towards brethren, masons, and mm-hmm. society? How are you treating one another? Are you offering someone who's thirsty something to drink? Right? That's masonry. Masonry in the heart of man teaches you to be kind, helping others. I just want to also say that we're doing the food festival in Nassau,
mm-hmm.
but we're also looking to implement mini festivals, the family violence.
Do a tour.
In August, we're looking to take the festival indoor. And then the following we go to where we got the Elutra, Abaco, and then Andros.
Nice.
Right? And so we're looking to, while the brethren, this is centerfold here, you're also looking to take the tour to the brethren in the family. Because they can show that the district also supports you and help them to continue on their development process as well. Yeah.
And I know that in general, the lodge tends to support, masonry tends to support mm-hmm. in the Bahamas. What projects, what events, what's happening with the Scottish Constitution at this present
time? Well, let me say, again, as I mentioned, as Brother Johnson mentioned, the Red Cross. We continue to assist with the Red Cross. every annually basis for many years. The AIDS Foundation, right? We continue to assist with that. Randfley Home for Children, All Saints Camp, Blood Drive, I talk about that. We are where T.G. Glover, where most of the lodges have their individual charity, various schools, where St. David deals with Gerald Cash, primary, where the Brethren in Andros deals with the school in Andros, where they continue to
assist Huntley Christie,
where they continue to assist in mentoring and giving scholarship for best improved male, the culinary arts, and these things we continue to do to add value in the country.
St. Anne's is at Sunderland's primary. We also have a school in T.G. Glover, and that is Fort Nassau. Fort Nassau? I think it's Fort Nassau.
Fort Nassau T.G. Glover. Fort Nassau T.G. Glover.
You know, and the essence of it, as our brother Monroe would have said, is to show yourself as the humble servant that he stayed. Now, the words that he used was an ashla. If I was to give a more, I guess, understanding reference to it, it's just like a rock, right? And what masonry does, it gives you a sharp instrument, which are the teachings, to shape this rock into something that is usable. And that's what we then consider to be the perfect ashla. And so what masonry, in the essence of it as its base, is to make a good man better. Make a good man better. And so, whereas in a point in time, you might have not reached out to someone that you might have seen in need, you then become the catalyst to allow more than just yourself and your immediate circle to benefit from what it is that you do, whether it is through your resource, whether it is through your capability personally. That is what Freemasonry does. And so, back in the day where we considered them to be operative masons, on Family Islands, what used to happen was all of the men of the community, they built each other's homes. They built each other's community.
Exactly.
Masonry now, we do the exact same thing.
Right.
And so where one would to fall short, all it does is gives you a banner to say, you are one of us. We are willing to assist you. And from out of that, Freemasons, each individual person says, you don't have to be a Mason to enjoy the blessings or the creativity of what I have as a person. So to mankind, to our communities, we do and we replicate the exact same thing.
Before you go, Monroe, I wanted to have you call those names of the various Masons one more time. Just to recognize them.
I will do that. And it's important to recognize them.
Yeah.
Right. Rod Innes. Mm-hmm. Right. Rod Innes, he's the first district grandmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Innes. Right. Arthur Roosevelt Chase. He's the second. Heavily working in the craft. Edris George Reed.
We know that name.
Edris George Reed. L. Edgar Moxie.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Wilson Johnson. Mm-hmm. Joseph Ricardo Curry. Right? Anthony Ulysses Boswick. They're seven. And I'm the eighth one. And these are world leaders of Scottish Freemasonry. But we also have fellows like Johnny Bullard. Right, he was not a district grandmaster, but Johnny Bullard was also one of those brethren who assisted in the development of what we call the district. Right, we have brethren like Ken Calmer of Eleuthera, James Carey out of Grand Bahama. So we have a whole lot of seeing the work in the craft and to develop one. I couldn't be here without their development. All the hand in my development, right? I'm 25 years in. A lot of brethren have 50 years, 40 plus years in masonry. Yeah. And so I'm yet a babe in masonry, but I thank for it. Remember now, these brethren have families. When you're talking about traveling to various parts of not only the Bahamas, but traveling extensively around the world representing masonry, those brethren did it. They did it financially with their families. They did it. And so we really want to really recognize them for their hard work and dedication. I also want to piggyback on the 11 lodges we have, right? Lord St. Michael, Lord St. David, and in no order, Lord Fort Nassau, Lord St. Joseph, right? Lord St. Anne, right? Lord Claude R. Walker, right? Lord Masonic Enlightenment, right? Lord in Grand Bahama, Lord in Eleuthera, Lucian Adventures, Lord St. Andrews, and Lord Maxwell in Abaco. These are the lodges, and all of these lodges have a leader, what's called a Right Visual Master, right? And in your world, it'll be the president, right? And that person really oversees the day-to-day running of his lodge, and to really pioneer and to really move his lodge forward. The district, again, we are more of the administrative arm of the lodges. Now, me, my mother lodges Lord St. Michael, mm-hmm. right? I was the, what you would say, the president of Right Visual Master in Lord St. Michael. That's where I got all my formative training and development in Lodge, in Lord St. Michael.
Brother right? Monroe, would it be, I guess, enough for us to also speak about a lodge that may be consecrated in Exuma?
That's something we're looking at. Not yet. We don't want to go too much into that.
It's not like talk. No, you know that's going to be my Facebook page.
That's why I say that, because I know you love Exuma.
I like talk.
It's a developing mm-hmm. story. Yeah. But we're looking also to, we have 11 lodges. We're also looking to expand masonry throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we'll bring that to fruition. But you just want to say, Arthur Roosevelt Chase, mm-hmm. fifth annual Scottish Masonic Food Festival, Dolphin Dry.
Yes.
Right? July 4th. Mm-hmm. Come get a taste. Get a taste of the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Gates masonry in its finest form.
I just culinary. Want to eat food.
Listen, I tell you, let's go back to this crab soup. Crab and dough. Go back to crab and dough.
I all about crab and dough, right? But again, when I speak, I've already spoken about these turkey legs.
I want turkey legs.
I know you
I want a turkey leg.
You are kin to pork, right?
And I want pork.
And because you're kin to pork, O has, for our fifth consecutive year, the best ribs.
It's Abaco Wild Boar. I want it.
I understand you say you want.
I want grill the boar. I want to eat that.
Listen, when you come there, right? I don't want to be biased. All of the lodges, I'm going to tell you, they have 5 years in doing this now.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth year, their best.
Oh, yeah.
You know the brothers in St. David say, listen, the wings we're going to serve, listen, we've been testing
I like
out.
Wings, but I can put the wings out. Down. I want to eat the boar. I want to eat the barracuda.
Yes.
You know, and I want to eat the turkey.
And they've crafted such a thing. Now they have some tacos that are coming.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Tacos,
too? But and they may sneak a little bit of that boar in the top.
Once I eat the boar,
I wanted to say it's
salt. As a man of purpose, I yes. come in there and for precision. A reason. Yes, I come in for a reason.
But yeah. What about the cuda? You want the
cuda? I want the cuda. And then that's my fourth plate.
St. Joseph, oh, they've been priming this cuda now for a while, right? They're priming this cuda for a while, like count cakes. They've been doing that for a while.
I can do
been
that.
Doing that for a while. Them brothers in Freeport.
Yeah.
They say, Mando, listen, man.
No fish and pancake.
No one going to do our lobster like us. We hope they bring some pancake.
I like pancake.
I can't confirm that.
That could be my fourth one.
But I can tell you, I think they're going to bring Kong salad. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're going to come and bring their food. The Conky Kong Fritter, Randy McLean. I don't know how much people can make Kong Fritters like Randy. Kong Fritter butter like Randy McLean. Listen, man. Come get a taste of the Bahamas.
July 4th.
July 4th.
Starting at 12.
Starting at 12.
12 until midnight.
You get your raffle tickets for $10 with all of the prizes that we would have listed earlier.
$5 entry fee.
$5 entry fee. Free for children.
You have a kids camp over there.
Oh, yeah.
And your kids' corner, and you get to draw the bouncing castle and things.
Every single thing.
The kids can be safe.
Ample parking. A quality, fun, family-safe environment.
Police could be there.
Police will always be there.
And we're inviting all different lodges to come.
All lodges.
Not just lodges. We're inviting the entire Bahamas under the sound of our voice. So if you're a taxi cab driver, you're looking for some way to take your patrons, come. Dolphin Drive, Saturday, July 4th, on the Scottish Masonic Temple Grounds, 12 noon until.
And again, come hungry, come thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Hungry, come thirsty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come hungry, come.
And come for the turkey.
Come
for the wild boar.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say what I'm coming for.
They could be there.
And if you didn't grab Bahama, bring some panny cake. Bring some panny cake.
We'll ask them. We'll
under
ask
the sound of
we'll
your voice.
Yes. We'll ask them to bring some panny cake.
This has been
but listen,
go ahead.
I really want to thank you, really, for having us. Really, thank Brother Johnson and the entire team for really working assiduously to bring this to a really successful event. Come out and support us. We'll be doing marvelous things in Scottish Masonry in the Bahamas and fruits of our labor. There.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Brother Monroe and Brother Johnson, for joining me. I can't wait till July 4th. I come in hungry.
Come.
I come thirsty. In hungry. Oh, come hungry and thirsty. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.